Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is an affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Judith Hurst.
I was 40 when I got my first job in the Broward County public school system. I had been working with children for years and years prior to that, and I was fascinated and dedicated to child development and learning and social action, and wanted very much to become that teacher, the transformative, beloved teacher, to serve with love. But wow, I had such a rude awakening. My first year was the steepest learning curve of my life. It was terrifying and hilarious and transformative for me, mostly. If I could find every single one of those students and hunt them down and give them a big hug and say, I am so sorry, I would. So my interview, basically, to say that they checked my transcripts and my pulse is not too far from the truth. It was pretty much, yep, there's the classroom, here's your key, good luck, and off I went. And one of my first classrooms had more students than desks. I had 47 seventh graders in an overcrowded urban middle school. And anyone who teaches middle school will let you know that the middle of middle school is very often the toughest class. So there I was, thinking I would save the world and they would love me and they would be so excited about literature and writing and sentences and all that good stuff that I was supposed to be teaching. And of course, that was not the case. It was mayhem. And one day in particular, things went completely awry in the classroom, and being completely clueless, I just reverted to trying to control everyone and threatened them all with a detention. You will all have a detention tomorrow for this terrible behavior. And of course, what a horrible thing to suggest. And the kids were quite rightly enraged. And one sweet boy, who's, I think it was his second or third time around in seventh grade, stood up and just took me to town and called me all sorts of names. Everyone was aghast, of course, and he flipped his desk over, very dramatic, very violent, flipped his desk over, which was very shocking, and as he stomped out of the door, he turned around and shouted, "And you can't even teach!" Now, of course, I've removed all the profanity from that stream of consciousness, but it was very dramatic and very powerful, very heartfelt, and I was mortified. And I recounted the episode to my colleagues, and their advice to me was, well, you should have just said, and you can't even pass seventh grade. And I was so horrified, so mortified, that an adult would even think that that was ever a decent thing to say to a young person. So I remember saying to a colleague, you know what? One day, school will be optional. I have no idea how that's going to work, but I am going to figure out how. And it started me on my path to try to work out a way where middle and high school children could come and learn and laugh and be themselves and not be judged and enjoy their lives. And that's what got me to the point now where I founded Yellowwood and where we do exactly that.
Judith Hurst with a story about learning how difficult it is to teach.
Most people who have been there, particularly with middle school students, know whereof she speaks.
My mom was a middle school teacher. And boy, she did not like it.
It's very, very tough for a lot of different reasons. And what I love about Judith's story, there are a couple of things. First of all, that accent is to die for.
Is that British?
I'm British, and I could listen to it all day. But besides that, what I love about her story is that she didn't give up, and she didn't get cynical. It's one thing to say, I hate this, I'm never going to teach again. It's another thing to say, I hate this, but I am going to say nasty things about the students behind their backs, and I'm going to complain every minute. Not that people do that as a rule, but, you know, as she says, it happens. At least the students she works with, she makes it better.
She is British, and she made the reference to Sir with Love, which is a story about having troubled kids in school. It's almost as if teachers have to learn how to discipline students as well as teach students.
Absolutely. And Judith's happy ending to this story is to create a whole different environment. Not everybody can go to a private school, certainly, and not everybody has the option to get a customized education. But those who can reap the benefits of a system where if this doesn't work for you, maybe this will work for you. If this doesn't work for you, maybe this will work for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all kind of a system. And I love that she said maybe someday school can be optional. Well, I don't know if I would go that far myself, but the idea is, if we're just talking about storytelling here and not talking about school, this is a dreamer. This is a story about somebody who wants to make things better and doesn't even want to keep things the way they are, which is much better than they were, wants to even improve more and more and more. And I found it to be a very hopeful story.
Idealistic as well, hoping that kids will enjoy writing and reading as much as she does.
And hopefully storytelling as well. Yes. I love the way she told this story. She said, flipped his desk over and stomped. And you can't even teach. You know, she used dialogue and she used her voice in a really good dramatic way. And she really made the story sing. I also think this is a Britishism. I've never heard this expression, took me to town. We use the expression, took me to task. Mm-hmm. I liked this little bit of an exotic flavor to her colloquialisms. The To Sir With Love reference, I had to think for a minute when you said a British reference, because I grew up with that movie, and I knew Lulu, who sang the song, was British. And I know that Sidney Poitier, who starred in the movie, certainly was not born in the States. But I thought of that movie as so much a part of our heritage that I had to stop for a second and say, no, this belonged to them.
Thank you for bringing that story in, Karen. If we have other listeners who'd like to share their South Florida story, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email at cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Or contact me here, 305-995-2264. Our website also has contact information as well as archive stories. Go to wlrn.org, radio, and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.